Every 10 years, the U.S. takes a census of the population, and then legislators redraw voting districts to reflect new demographics. The public can use the same software as the Florida legislature to suggest new district boundaries. An activist from Awake Pinellas, Kofi Hunt, said the legislature isn't also posting their own proposals, leaving the people in the dark.
I think that I would have liked some flexible maps to have been created. I've heard of other states that just put all the information into a computer. The computer drew a map with a simulation, and then they had people comment on it. I would have loved to have seen that. They say, well, you would have had some people say, well, why'd you do this? You'd have some people say, why'd you do that? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like legitimate democratic debate and discussion, which is what you need in a democracy for it to work. So that sounds like a good job to me.
Representative Nair said other states like Illinois passed new maps without engaging the public, so Florida isn't out of line. He said that as a chair of the House Redistricting Committee, he will make public comments a priority in the map-making process.
And you go on then, you'll see there's about 70 maps already proposed. Okay, some are partial maps and some are complete maps. Some are from the Senate, some are from the Congressional, some are for the House seats. And not only have there been about 70 or more maps already proposed, there's been about hundreds of different ideas officially proposed, and those are the type of things that we start with as a basis when we do our debates and our discussions in our committee meetings to say this is what the citizens are looking for. And then we have to make sure that their suggestions, of course, meet the legal requirements.
But the Florida House Redistricting Committee has only confirmed that 44 proposals have been posted online. Representative Nair said he sent out about 12,000 invitations to the redistricting meeting and was disappointed at the low turnout. About 20 citizens attended. Of those, only a handful offered public comment. Some people are worried that legislators may draw districts to favor incumbents. Nair empathized with the speakers, concerned that the only district maps that can be approved are those drawn by legislators, not citizens.
And they are absolutely correct. The problem is that the citizens, all we're asking is not to draw us maps that we're going to finalize. What we've asked the citizens to do is give us ideas on some things that they have.
No legislator has proposed a map yet, and none are likely to submit one before the last public redistricting meeting on September 1st. But only they can submit maps for approval.
That's why we don't hire outside groups to draw the maps, or nonpartisan groups, as people are saying, because the Constitution says you can't do that. The legislature has to draw the maps and vote on them. And then the courts have to approve them, of course.
Last November, Florida voters passed the Fair Districts Amendments. Now no incumbent or political party can be favored or disadvantaged by new district lines. It also requires districts should be compact. But Nair says a bipartisan lawsuit claims that one of the amendments violates federal law.
Since there is a legal question about whether Amendment 6 actually goes against the U.S. Constitution, because Amendment 6 says that you have to have compact districts, that you can't with intent favor any an incumbent or any political party. But the problem is that we also have the Federal Act of 1965, the Voting Rights Act, 1965 Act, that allows for minority parties to have some representation.
Jason Smith is with an electrical union and was not happy that the lawsuit is funded on the backs of taxpayers.
I would not like to see taxpayer dollars spent to fight any legislation passed, through citizen initiatives. So I disagree with any tax dollars at all being spent on any lawsuits.
Nair said a lot of people are angry there will be drastically different district boundaries. He said recently some Tea Party supporters were aggressive at larger meetings. Some called him a Nazi, and some protesters were forcefully thrown out of the building. The next public meeting will be Monday at 4 in the afternoon at Jefferson High School in Tampa. And there will be another meeting on Tuesday at 8 in the morning at the Epicenter at St. Pete College in Largo. You can find out more at WMNF.org/news. Reporting from Tarpon Springs, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.